Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels are in studio. Ed is back from Doha.
Yes, Qatar. I was on a trip going on to Bali. I was invited on a lovely trip there. Beautiful place. We'll talk about that another time. But I decided to do a 3-night stopover in Doha because Sarah told me that it was fabulous. And she's actually is a bit of a travel expert because it is absolutely brilliant.
Thank God for that. I thought he was going to say, no, it's a kip.
No, it's the opposite. It is fabulous. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I really loved it. I mean, first of all, Qatar Airways, they're the world's best airline. They've won awards for everything from their in-flight service. It is fab. Like, it's fantastic to fly with them. It was under 7 hours over. And like the thing about that struck me about Doha is it's not the UAE, right? So it's a separate country. It's only 100 kilometres in size, but you can really have fun there, and it's so cheap, like it's affordable. But you've all the high class hotels there. But when you look up prices, like the prices there are less than they are if you were to book a 5-star hotel here, like 150 quid a night for like 4- and 5-star hotels. I was in the Hilton Doha. It's got its own little beach, 8 restaurants, a spa, pedicure. I had everything that ended in ology in that spa. Like, yeah. Reflexology, you name it.
Tell everybody exactly where Doha is.
So Doha is beside Saudi Arabia, Oman, that area. So the United Arab Emirates, and then you have the sea, the coast there, and then Qatar beside Bahrain. So that's on the other side. So that's where it is. I mean, it was very authentic to me. I mean, you'll talk about, I mean, the things that hit me. I went dune bashing in the 4x4s into the desert, Sarah, and it was amazing.
Yeah, that was one of the one things we didn't get to do is, I believe that's insane, the way the inland sea meets the desert. Like, yeah. It must be just amazing.
Yeah, you drive, you go, it's 4 hours. Hamid picked us up, great guy. I mean, he's a Formula One driver, this guy. And it was €26. There was a deal on Get Your Guide, right? It was half, like, just everything was so affordable, right?
Yeah.
That's, like, I've been in places where you pay hundreds of dollars for like this kind of stuff. So he drove us out into the desert anyway, and it's all real desert, of course. And you're up and down the dunes, and you're in. There was another couple from America with us as well. The crack. I made a video of it, and at the end, you'd see my phone falling.
Oh. Well, Ed, I actually was so worried. You sent me that video, right?
Yeah.
And the phone obviously, and I thought, oh my God,
yeah.
the Jeep thing has overturned and Ed is dead.
Yeah, I know.
It's dead, Finn Travels.
A few times I thought that as well. But it was really, yeah, I was Dune 3 starring Ed Finn, you know, Timothy Chalamet. No, but it was really fantastic. Like, I think it was the best fun day I've had in ages.
It looked like an ad for a car. You know these ones, like the fancy cars that you see, they're done in the desert.
It's just, you're in such a, and I must say, right, maybe there's a bit of a Lawrence of Arabia in me. I love the desert. So I really do. It's just, there's something.
Were you baked though?
It wasn't too bad because they give you, I paid all of $11 for my headdress, you know, my Arabic kind of gitra, whatever, and Hamid and the guys, and they put it on you and everything. But it's like, it's kind of cool. Now, they also, you have an option, you can do camel riding, quad biking as well, if you want. We didn't want to do that at all, so we just went straight for the inland sea then, which is the sea that kind of comes inside, and it's, you look across and you see Saudi Arabia and the rock formations, and you swim in the inland sea, really warm. They were saying to us, it's really cold. I'm like, lads, this is a bath at home for us, but it was lovely and just so novel.
Yeah, Sarah, so when were you there?
I went last year, but again it was a stopover on the way when I went to Rwanda, and we did 3 nights. Actually, as it turned out, we stayed longer than we had initially planned, and like that again, the hotel, we were in the St. Regis, it was just amazing. The price that you pay for the 5-star luxury, I mean, everything, you're sitting at the pool, and the waiter service, they have their own homemade like ice pops that they come and deliver, and fruit and everything. Like, if it seems like every few minutes they're giving you something else, but like that, we didn't do that tour, and I really wanted to do it, but we did a kind of 4-hour just general tour of the area, where, you know, you go to the souk, which is
amazing,
unbelievable, the souk, isn't it? It's basically, it was revamped like a few years ago, well, more than a few years ago, but it's still built in the same traditional style. They use the same actually ancient traditional post, so it's still really authentic looking, but it's quite modern. It's really clean. There's some gorgeous restaurants there. Like, it's actually, it's just a really lovely place to shop and
the
wander
smells
around.
The perfume shops and the incense burning and like the music playing, you know. And then, I mean, like, we found a restaurant there that, I mean, there's all cuisines, as you know, the Jasmine Thai restaurant. real Thai people. It was like White Lotus. Namaya, whatever. And then €53 for two people. We had everything from dim sum to noodles. We tried loads of things. Just again, you know, we actually went back there another night because Hamid was telling us about some of the local dishes like camel and rice and things like that.
No.
I prefer the Asian stuff. But Basta, another restaurant, Italian for enough, right? You can try all the local stuff. Now, there's loads of other meat stuff they do, as you know as well, yep. Right? And the mutable and all the kind of hummuses and everything. And the fruit and stuff, like, amazing. Yeah, but like that souk, it is the classiest souk I've ever been to. Nobody hassles you. No. The shopping is phenomenal. You can go in and, you know, the lovely white dresses that the Arab guys wear. You can buy those. You can buy, like, I was asking, I mean, can I wear this kind of headdress, like, to be all sort of stupid and touristy around town? And he's like, of course you can. I was like,
because you don't want to be offending. Sure you don't.
No, like, not at all. And the Doha Beach Club, Sarah, like the beach clubs.
We went to the beach club, and we did, one of the things we did was brunch. It's like most of the place around in the Emirates, where their weekend is Friday, Saturday. So you book brunch, Friday's the best day. They do them on Saturday as well. But it's like unlimited cocktails. The place we were in, it was in the Four Seasons. God, I can't remember how much it was. Maybe it was €100 or something like that for like unbelievable, like Michelin star quality food, unlimited cocktails, wine, drinks, whatever you want. And they have an outdoor, like a terrace, but it's actually air conditioned. So you're outdoors and you're enjoying the sun and the views, but it's air conditioned. So you don't feel too hot.
Like, I always wonder about these countries if your alcohol is a thing, but it is.
In fact, it seemed much more, I suppose, there's lots of expats, people working there. Unlike Dubai, in places I found, it was a kind of a more like a locals vibe, that like you could go out to bars and restaurants and it wasn't just tourists. So you could see people, Irish people, English people, whatever, who were actually living there. And I kind of liked that vibe. And like you, we went to lots of different restaurants and the tours we went around, and as I said, 4 hours, and it was like €50 or something.
But I mean, only 25% of the population are Qataris. So you can imagine that it's all other, and they, I mean, we people from Pakistan, from Oman, from everywhere, living there all the time. Like, they're doing all sorts of tourism stuff. We even had at the pool, we even just had a burger and chips, but the burger was like Bunsen. Know, I mean, just it was quality. Yeah, fancy, and then they had a female DJ rocking out this Arabic.
Imagine a female DJ.
I know. Listen,
down with this sort of thing.
I was like, what's going on, lads? Anyway, she was. I had to go up to her and say, like, you're brilliant, because
get in the kitchen.
She
there,
was fab. No, God, I love female DJs. She was brilliant, and the Arabic music, the energy. And then I heard an Irish accent, and I'm like, this girl, I said, is that an Irish? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, you, the Irish fella that's over next thing. It's Marion from Galway, who's the F&B manager, working there 5 months. Of course, we were chatting.
Of course.
And she loves it. She was telling me she moved from Dubai, and like, she just loves being there. It's a lot less.
Now, tell me this much, though. If you're somebody who's not really great in the heat, is it very hot there?
Well, unless you go in November, it is going to be hot in the summer months, obviously.
The end of October to March is good. But now it's hot. Yeah, I mean, it was hot when we were there. Mm. I'm from Cork, so I mean, I'm obviously from a tropical climate. So for me, it wasn't too bad. My Italian friend was struggling, and he comes from a place where they get 40 degrees. So I was like, yeah, whatever. But it was like dry heat, right? Yeah. But you just move around and stuff, and everything's
air conditioned. Just picture my hair there, what it would be like. Yeah. Like you're one in Friends.
Well, yeah, but the Arabic headdress you see is great for that.
But it's so futuristic, like, I mean, it's mad to see the souks and the desert, but the whole place is so, I mean, I think it's the richest country in the world, if not one of them anyway.
Yeah.
So everything is really ultra modern and futuristic, and then you've got these souks and deserts and everything thrown in. But one of the things that amazed me was when you're walking down through the cultural village, I was in a skirt and I was going, what is that? This air conditioning in the ground, blowing up from the ground up.
Did you have a Marilyn Monroe moment?
Yeah, a bit.
She could have sung Happy Birthday, Mr. President,
I missed the photo op.
Beautiful people.
Yeah, no, but like, and like that, the outdoor terraces are air conditioned.
I got to meet Steve Reynolds, who's an Australian guy living there now. He's the senior vice president of Qatar Airways and Discover Qatar. So his wife booked a two day stopover, and he was like, you know, in August, and he was like, well, I interviewed him, and he's like, what's this going to be like? And he just absolutely like loves the place. Yeah. So, you know, but Wahil Matouk, who's the GM there from the Hilton, he's been all over the world working in hotels. He loves it there. He's from the Lebanon as well. But the influences are just like, there's so much going on there.
Yeah.
And like the Islamic Museum then, you know, the tour you said, you get to do the Islamic Museum, the Museum of Modern Art. They have screens up which are huge everywhere. But the Dow Cruise at night, you go around and it's like a mini Manhattan, but it's like Shanghai.
Yeah.
The neon lights are just like wow factor.
It's unreal. Yeah. So how long did it take to get there?
6 hours 46 minutes of pure joy on the Qatar
Direct, is it? Direct, yeah.
It's like everywhere.
If it's not double daily, it's almost double daily. There's definitely more than 10 flights a week from Dublin. So you can connect. That's why a lot of people will use it as a stopover. But I think people, you know, a lot of people just aren't aware of it. But it's actually, it's a really good stopover. Or you could stay longer, obviously. But it's I suppose it's small enough that generally most people would stay 3 or 4 nights, that kind of thing, max, you know.
There's a huge gathering of whale sharks there every year. You know, the whale sharks you see here, they're the biggest fish in the sea. They're massive. And they gather off the south and they just gather. Now, they're not migrating, so you can swim with them. It's a huge thing that I'm going to go back and do it if I can. And up north, because it's only 100 kilometres, they have these amazing limestone formations in the desert as well that I'm really kind of, I'd love to do. The Society nightclub, right, talking about DJs, which was part of the Hilton, I never, like, it was one of the best nightclubs I've ever been in my life, right? DJ Barry from the Lebanon was playing, there was dancers going, the whole place was like, everybody inside, you know, there was drinks. They've, it's just like, it was just a fun, amazing night. And I was thinking, if you were a group of lads or a group of girls, you wanted to go and have a fun weekend. Like, I was absolutely like, so I mean, it just it ticked all the boxes. Yeah. And again, just the value. The shopping, by the way, I got the most amazing little rucksack for like €15. And I'm like, that can't be right, you know. But there's all shops there, Trina.
Even in one of the malls, you've got like Louis Vuitton. I can't think of the name of it. And then you've got like Parfois, you know, the Portuguese cheapy kind of shop, Parfois. So really good selection. There's two big malls. But again, a little bit light to buy. Massive.
Is it tax free?
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, but I don't think there was any tax. I don't think there was any tax on the stuff I bought anyway.
You can take like a gondola ride down through the mall. Like all that sort of stuff. It's all, like, even that museum you were talking about, the Islamic museum, it's designed by the same architect who designed the Louvre's glass pyramid. Do you know, like, everything is like, you know, top of the range, futuristic, the best of everything. But then you've got this cool kind of local vibe. And also, sorry, one thing I should say, I didn't have the kids with me, but there's actually loads of theme parks, water parks, loads of things to do with kids too. So if you're a family going to Australia or you're going somewhere and you want to stop on the way, brilliant.
No, absolutely, I definitely will go back there. Like, as I said, a 3-night stay was great, you know, you get to see loads.
Okay, Doha, do you have a look at it?
discoverqatar.qa is a great website, by the way, and Qatar Airways, you can just Google that, and the fares are really good. So listen, check it out, A Taste of Doha, Arabic luxury, really good.
Thanks Ed and Sarah, we'll see you next week.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand, from soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.